usually at the beginning of the Shema, they say we're starting a new sugya. So today we're really starting a new sugya. Based on how long it took us to learn Rosh Hashanah, this is maybe another long haul ahead of us. So today we're going to begin the halacha of Masa Mechalav. Hopefully we'll move on from there to Chus Haromis as well. So really, yes, we're going to justify getting smicha at this point. So before we can begin to discuss the intricacies of Masa Mechalav, somewhat complicated halacha of Masa Mechalav, we have to give it first a few very basic definitions. So a few basic definitions are probably going to take up a couple of weeks at least. We have to define really three different terms in halacha in order to understand what Basar Mechalav is all about. We have to first define the term basar. Exactly what does the term meat mean? What is considered to be basar? What's not considered to be basar? On a Torah level, on a halachic level. Then after we finish this, determining what's called basar, we have to determine what's called chalav. What exactly does the Torah mean when it speaks about milk? What is considered to be chalav? What's not considered to be milk? And then the third thing we have to define is what's considered to be bishul. Since the Torah does formulate the Yisr Basar Mechalav, they're using the term bishul, or sevashav would be b'chalav imel. The Teshuvah Matzah teaches us that this, of course, refers not only to the act of the isur of bishul itself, but to the isur of achilas bas b'chalav and the isur of hanav, benefiting from bas b'chalav. But since all of it, because bas b'chalav is, in a sense, couched in the term of sevashav would be b'chalav imel, so that leads us to believe that bishul is pretty important. That in order for bas b'chalav to be really bas b'chalav in the Torah, it has to undergo a process called bishul. So that's going to require us to redefine the process of bishul as well. That's something we spent a lot of time on the Hilchos Shabbos Shiurim. Six years ago, we first started the Hilchos Shabbos Shiurim, so we spent a lot of time defining precisely what bishul is. Hopefully we'll see as we go on. Some of those definitions are going to come back to us. Some of the definitions may be slightly different than the Rebbe Bas Mechalav. So we have three critical things to work on, at least as the introductions of the Shiurim, in terms of basa, in terms of chalav, and in terms of a bishul. We'll see as we go along that it's going to always be important to point out when something is basar b'chalav in the Torah, when something is, for whatever technical reason, basar b'chalav only in the Rabbanan. There are practical differences between basar b'chalav derayta and basar b'chalav the Rabbanan. So we start really with simin pei zayin. Hopefully the man will come sort of around the way. Hopefully they'll come fairly soon. But we begin with the simin pei zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch lays out for us the basic definition in terms of basar. And the first basic issue we have to discuss in terms of basar is already in Machlokes HaTanoim. We know that when the Torah says, Lo Sevashal Gidi B'chalav Imo, you know the Torah speaks about a goat. A goat is a lav dafka, that the Teshuvah of Beth Yeshua tells us, that a goat doesn't only mean a goat, it means a lamb as well, it means a cow as well. Any besar behema, any meat that comes from an actual animal, from the besar behema, is considered tish. I have to be careful in defining what I mean by an animal, but it's clearly included in Bas Mechalav D'araisa. The question of the Tanon debate is, what's the status of besar oaf? That's the first question we have to deal with. Is chicken, is turkey, is other birds, is that considered to be Bas Mechalav D'araisa, is that considered to be Bas Mechalav D'Rabbanan? Maybe it's not Bas Mechalav at all. So what is the status of Besar Ov? Should we equate Besar Ov to Besar Behema now? So there are a group of Tanoim who come to the same conclusion for a slightly different reason. Some of the Tanoim come to the conclusion that Besar Ov is not considered to be like Besar Behema. They start a Gzeres HaKosov. What's the Gzeres HaKosov? The word Gedi. The Torah does choose the word Gedi as the model to illustrate the prohibition of Vos Mecholov, Vos Vashar Gedi Mecholimila, literally a goat. So it has to be similar to a goat. It doesn't have to be 100% similar to a goat. It doesn't have to be only a goat. A cow is close enough to a goat. A sheep is close enough to a goat. But oaf is already a different classification. I remember back from their high school bio. Different parts of the animal kingdom. The birds are different than mammals. So only those animals that are similar to Gedi, or those animals that are close enough to the family of Gedi, would constitute Bas Mechalav D'araisa. But the word Gedi is coming with night. It says the word Gedi three times. So one of the words Gedi is coming with night. Birds are already too different from Gedi, and therefore birds, chicken, turkey, etc. would not be Bas Mechalav D'araisa. I didn't say they're Afsa D'Avonara. They wouldn't be D'araisa. That's what one Tana says. Another Tana says, no, that the word Gedi itself is not necessarily a giveaway. The word Gedi doesn't necessarily come to exclude anything. How do you know that Besar Ov is not included in Bas Mechalav D'araisa? It's based on a totally different drasha. It's based on the fact that the Torah says, "Lo sabashu gadi b'cholav imo," that you're not allowed to cook or eat or benefit from the gadi, from the goat's meat or the sheep's meat or the cow's meat, b'cholav imo, if you cook it together with its milk. Now here the Torah Shabbat also tells us, don't interpret the pasuk literally to mean that bas b'cholav in the Torah only applies if it's in its own mother's milk. So it would be an interesting kula that if you cook goat number one and goat number in a different goat's mother's milk, that wouldn't be their right. That's absurd, the Gemara says. That's for sure not the case. Well, so now, indeed, the cholav imo is lav dafka cholav imo itself. But, say the tanoim, it has to be a type of an animal that's fit to provide milk. So if it's a type of an animal that can't provide milk, it doesn't provide milk. Okay. So if it's a type of if it's a type of an animal that doesn't provide milk altogether, then that's not considered to be most of the chalav deraisa. So yotza of she'eno ein lo chalav ein, that a bird obviously doesn't provide milk, only mammals provide milk. So therefore this oaf would not be minatora. Again, I didn't say it's one of them, it's mutter, I said it's not minatora. So those are the two different opinions of the Tanoim which discuss the issue of Bisar Ov. So again, one could take the approach that maybe Bisar Ov is deraisa, maybe one denies both of these drushes, or one for one of the reasons could say that Bisar Ov is only that Bisar Ov is derabbanon. Either Bisar Ov is derabbanon because it's not dumya to gedi, gedi comes to exclude Bisar Ov, or it's not deraisa because it doesn't have chalav aim. So comes the Gemara, the first in the Rambam Kavos, in Maseches Chumah, Daf Kufi Gimel and Aleph, and in fact presents this machlokes. So we take a look at the second line on the first in the Rambam Kavos. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Chayev Of Eina Min HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva says that if you cook, or you eat, or you derive benefit from either Bisar Of or Bisar Chaya. Chaya means wild animal, say deer meat. Either one of those two are not Min HaTorah. We're going to get off to a little bit later on. There will be Akiva derives from the word Gidi coming to exclude. It excludes the Bisar Ov, and it excludes the Bisar Chaya. A wild animal, a deer, is also not similar to a Gidi. So the only time Bas B'chov derives applies to the Akiva, it has to be a domesticated animal. It has to be an animal in contrast to a bird. Rabbi Yosef Gluri says, that comes to a similar conclusion. Nema lo sochlu kol neveila, v'nema lo sabashu dibu chalav imo. Eshe asa mishum neveila, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef comes to two opposite conclusions. So eshe asa mishum neveila, asa levashu b'cholav. Ov she asa mishum neveila, yachye asa levashu b'cholav. So Rabbi Yosef really starts out by saying that I would have included the star of in the Yisra of b'cholav. The starting point is not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, word lo sabashu gadi b'cholav imo gadi excludes finished, end of discussion. Rabbi Yossi says, no, not so simple. I would have had a good svara to include Bisar Ov, because after all, the Torah puts together the Yisra of Bas B'cholav with the Yisra of Neveila. And there's a din of Neveila, you're not allowed to eat an animal or a bird that wasn't shechted, that's called a Neveila. So I would have thought there's an Yisra of Bas B'cholav and birds also. Tavano b'cholav imo yotze ov she'el b'cholav aim. So Rabbi Yossi really comes from left field and says, no, there's another drasha called Cholav Imo Lamaida Ta'ov. So at the end of the day, we have our two Tanoim on the page, who each one of them excludes Bisar Ov from Bas B'cholav D'Araisa. Does it make a difference to us what the Mokar is? Does it matter whether Rabbi Akiva's drasha is correct that Gedi comes to exclude Ov, or whether Rabbi Yosef Glu's drasha is correct that Cholav Imo comes to exclude Ov? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a big Nafkelina. Take a look at Kuf Tezayin Amin Aleph. Rabbi Yosef Gluri Omer, Nema Lo Sochlu, Ma Ika Ben Rabbi Yosef Gluri Rabbi Akiva. What is the practical difference of second Rabbi Kovus, and Chul Kuf Tezayim and Aleph? What's the practical difference between Rabbi Yosef Gluri and Rabbi Akiva? Ika Ben Ayuchaya, the Gemara says there's a difference. The difference is, does the Heter Min HaTorah extend to wild animals or not? Rabbi Yosef Gluri Shavachaya Deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Gluri says that the Sachaya is Deraisa. If you cook deer meat together with milk, you have bas b'cholav d'araisa. Because according to Yosef Gluri, the only exclusion was based on cholav imo, yotza of she'em v'cholav eim, but deer is mammal. So any animal which is a mammal, any animal that provides milk, is by definition also min haTorah b'shemos mechalav. Rabbi Akiva sava chayah d'rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva says no, that the iser of chayah would only be min d'rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be dumi d'gdi, and gdi conjures up a certain image. Gdi means a domesticated animal, not a bird, not a wild animal, not a deer, not a turkey, not a chicken. All those things are excluded from the term gdi. So at the end of the day, we have two opinions in the Tanoim, two different reasons why we should possibly exclude Besar Of. Either it's not Dominic D, or because it doesn't have Cholot A. How do we pass him Halacha on the Shaila? So here we get different nuances from the Shita of Rambam. So in the Rambam, if you take a look down to the fourth Rambam, the Rambam is this one's a little bit shorter to read first. The Rambam Ruchas Machalos Asuras by Tes Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam starts out by saying, Besar Chaya V'Of, Bein B'Cholot Chaya, Bein B'Cholot Eima, Einu Os Mechila Min HaTorah, V'Virumut Lavash L'Matmanah. Awesome, the Achim and the Vay Sofrim, Kadesh Lo Yeshua, on the Yavoli day, is the Bas Mechal Shal Torah. So comes the Rambam quite clearly and says that Basar, the Chal of the Araisa, requires Basar, it has to be Basar Behema, if it's either Basar Chaya, if it's deer's meat, wild animal's meat, or if it's Basar Oaf, it's not going to be an Isad Araisa. Doesn't mean it's going to be Mutal Chachila, but it's not going to be an Isad Araisa, Bas Mechal. So the Rambam is quite clear that that is the halacha.
According to that shita that the Rambam just mentions, what's about what we do today is we have domesticated deer. They don't run wild. Still, deer is still deer.
Deer is a species of a deer.
Right. The Rambam understand also the Akiva not mutually exclusive.
No, it's a chokes atanoim, and he passes like Rabbi Akiva. That the reason why Oaf is excluded is because it's not domesticated. So the Rambam says, just as Rabbi Akiva excludes birds, he excludes chayas as well. It's also not called Dominic Din. Because remember, the Gemara said in Chulun Kufte Zayin that after Midl Adina, which Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva, was chaya. So the Rambam passes the Kula.
But
Nafka
Minyan means that the
contra
of Rabbi Akiva chaya will be included.
No, according to the other way around, according to Rabbi Yosef, he says, the poster is...
He will include
Midl Adina. Right, and Rabbi Akiva will exclude Midl Adina. And he passed away from Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, because Chaya on top of Behemoth.
Right.
No.
Sorry. According to Yosef Gulli, the factor is, does it produce milk or not? If it's a kind of a species that produces milk, then there's Bas Mechal D'Araisa. Birds don't. That includes Chaya. So Chaya is D'Araisa and excludes Elf. Rabbi Akiva says, it has nothing to do with producing milk. Is it called a Gedi or is it not called a Gedi? So all animals that are domesticated animals, not birds, not chayas, are considered to be in the parish of Gedi. So we pass the Mekila for the Kiva Mechadero. That's how the Rambam writes Milk as Mechal Sasuras. So if we close the sugi right now, so we know the answer to our two questions, that Oaf is not D'Araisa, and Chaya is not D'Araisa finished. Problem is, the Rambam Lukas Mamrim, of all places, what in the world is the Rambam Lukas Mamrim talking about this topic for? Lukas Mamrim talks about people who don't listen to the Sanhedrin, people who don't listen to their parents, then say, that's the topic of Lukas Mamrim. All of a sudden, Lukas Mamrim, the Rambam tells us something which should catch our attention. The Rambam Lukas Mamrim brings days of Lukas Tess. It's a Rambam we spoke about in many, many times, in different contexts. Raises around the following question. Hov yesh lebeizin, ligzor v'lesar, lesa davar amutar, since Beizin has the ability, has the authority to make his eris, to prohibit things which are mutar, v'yamar yisur ledoros, they can make yisurim ledoros, they can make yisurim derabbanan, we know that, v'chein yesh levahatir yisur etor lefishah, and not only do they have the right to add on to the Torah, in a sense, to make yisurim for generations, they have the ability sometimes to be mater isurim, albeit temporarily, because where their authority changes, to make isurim, to take things that are mutra and make them also, that they can declare for liol vod. They can make isurim their abundant forever. But to be mater things, that they only have a right to do with fishah. They feel there's a tremendous tzarech hashah, there's a tremendous need, and then they can temporarily permit something. So ask the Rambam the following question. Ma'uzesh is ira terelo sosif alav lo sigur menu. What does the Torah mean when it says baltosif? What does the Torah mean when the Torah says, don't add on to the Torah? if the Chacham have a right to institute Mukta, why isn't that considered to be a violation of Bal Tosef? If the Chacham have a right to institute Dishalakom, why isn't that considered to be Bal Tosef? That's the formulation of the Rambam's question. So I remember when I was in eighth grade, so we were learning Sefer Devarim, so we got to the Pesukim of Bal Tosef. So I remember I raised my hand and I asked that question. Well, I was referring to the Rambam's question. I said, how can it be? How can the rabbi say you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to do this? How can the Chacham say you have to write, there was Chanat, you have to read the Megillah? What we called the Rabbanans, what happened to Bal Tosef? That was the question that I was formulating. So the Mamish, the Rambam's question. Unfortunately, the answer I was given wasn't the same answer as the Rambam says, but this is the Rambam's answer to this question. So first of all, before we can get to the Rambam's answer, we... We spoke about this in the pre-Rosh Hashanah shiur, if I'm not mistaken. I remember it was in the morning or the night. It was one of those shiur, you know, the pre-Rosh Hashanah shiur, morning and night merges together. The slichas cuts down on the sleep schedule. But in one of those shiur, we spoke about this question, and we gave the Rashba's answer to this question. The Rashba Rosh Hashanah says that the question is not a question, because the Rashba says that the Isra of Bachtosif was given for Yechidim, means I as an individual cannot add on to the Mitzvah Torah. The Torah never spoke to the Chachamim. The Chachamim allows whatever they want. That's what the Rashba says. There are two parshas of the Torah. There's a parsha about Tosef, and there's a parsha about Sosim and Adonai Shagilachayim in the small. So the Rashba says, obviously, that contradiction between the two. So the obvious answer to the contradiction is that one's for Yochid, one's for Tzibur. So the Rashba wouldn't have even been bothered with this question. But the Rambam didn't hold that way. The Rambam held that Tosef is potentially given to the Chacham as well. So Imke, what does it mean? So it says the Rambam, it means as follows. So the Rav wasn't exactly clear what he meant. He's giving an illustration. Keter. Lo and behold, the Rav picks this as the example. It says in the Torah, Lo Sevashim Gdi B'cholavimo, you know how to cook Mos B'cholav. We have the Torah Shema Peh, teaches us, whatever the Rav writes with Piyash Shmua, that means Ish B'Piyash and Moshe Rabbeinu. We have an oral tradition that teaches us, Shezeh HaKosov Oso Mevashya V'lechol Bas B'Cholav. So this is not referring to just the Isra of cooking Bas B'Cholav, it refers to eating as well. And what is included in this Isra? What's the Piyash Shmua? Dein B'Sar Behema, Dein B'Sar Chaya. Interesting. Aval B'Sar Of Mutter B'Cholav Dera Torah. The Rambam is formulating for you what is Bas B'Cholav D'Araisa and what is Mam. So Bas B'Cholav D'Araisa includes both Bisar Behema as well as Bisar Chaya, in contrast to Bisar Oaf. Bisar Oaf was never Osar. Now, getting back before we get excited about the Bisar Chaya part, let's just get the thrust of what the Rambam was talking about. So the Rambam continues and says, in the other days, the Niyate Bisar Chaya B'Cholav, Hareze Gereya. If a Beis Din will come ahead and say that Pesach Chaya, nah, that's okay. You'll not eat Pesach Chaya in the Torah. That's okay. That's called Mosigra. You're detracting from the Mitzvah Torah. The Imyasa Besara Oaf, if a Beis Din will come and say you can't eat chicken together with milk, the Yomashu Bechlau, what's the next word? Let's cut off a little bit what the next word is. Shubichlal vu also min haTorah. I'm not sure what the next word is.
Shubichlal
gedi. Okay. Shubichlal gedi vu also min haTorah. Hareiz Moses says the Rambam that if a Beisin will come and misrepresent the Torah and will get up, Rabbanu will get up in the year 2009 and say, "Is it instant the rice and eat chicken and milk together?" So that will be a violation about Tosif. So the Rambam says, as long as the basic formulates it as a Dirabbanan, then it's okay. So what is the Rambam telling us? That a new mahalach in the Isra of Baltosif. When you make Yisur of the Rabbanan, that's not called Bal Tosef, provided that you tell everyone the truth, that you present it as the Rabbanan. If you misrepresent the Dinim Rabbanan as Dinim D'Araisa, that's a violation of Bal Tosef D'Araisa. So the Rabbanan's illustration was Bisar Oaf. If a Beis Din will say that Bisar Oaf is also in the Torah, that's a violation of Bal Tosef. If a Beis Din will say Bisar Oaf is Mutter in the Torah, but we're going to say it's also for whatever reason that we're going to say it, the Rabbanan gives you the whole reason why they made this yod. So that's considered to be perfectly okay. Where did the Rambam, parenthetical, where in the world did the Rambam get this idea from? That when the Chachamim make a gzeira, the Rabbanan, they have to tell the truth. because they have to present it as a derabban. If they misrepresent it as a tah Hashem, that's a violation of Al-Tosif. So we said at the time, if you remember Rosh Hashanah, we said the Rambam got from this week's Pasha, the Pasha's Bracious. The first Gezeirah the Rabbanan made in history was made by Adam and Chava. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Adam and Chava say, no sigubo, we're not allowed to touch the Eitz Hadas. That's the Gezeirah. I agree with that Gezeirah. If I was the Beis Din, I would have made the same Gezeirah. Don't touch the tree, Gezeirah, you may come to eat the tree. But that's not what Chava said. Chava turns around to Nachash and says, Ki Amar Elohim, lo sochluvi nerev lo sigubo, pentim musur. Chava, she missed the boat. She misrepresented lo sigubo as a deraisa. Ki Amar Elohim, it's not true. What the proper response that Nachash should have been was, Ki Amar Elohim, lo sochluvi nerev. The Omar Adam Arishon, as a Beis Din, the first that had been in the working, he made it to Gezeirah, that lo sigubo. I mean, it should have been represented as a siyag, not as the deraisa itself, and that's where they went wrong. That's what they say, that's the source of the Rambam. So Kolponim, the Rambam in passing told us something rather strange. The Rambam told us that Pesar Oaf, yes, is the Rabbanan, but Pesar Chaya is the deraisa. And the Rambam says that anyone will tell you fakir, anyone will tell you otherwise, that Pesar Chaya is not the deraisa, not only is telling you the wrong halacha, but he's a shalom of Baltigra. He's detracting from the mitzvah of Torah. So this is one of those theories in the Rambam that I just don't know the answer to. I'm not sure what to say about this. The Rambam in Hilchos, Macholos Asurus, Tartes, Alach HaDalet, was an effective violation of Baltigra, which he thought so. And the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Macholos Asurus, Paskin, that Pesar Chaya is only Midirabonim. The Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva. Whereas in Hilchos Mamrim, Perseid, Alach HaTes, Rambam turns around and Paschal is like Rabbi Yosef Galili, that any species of animal or wild animal that produces milk is by definition deraisa. So what is the Shita Sarabim about the Sarachaya? I don't know. To be honest, it's true truth. I don't know. The Rambam Machos Asurus Paschal is one way, because Rambam Paschal is another way. I don't know. The Rambam changed his mind. It's a long, long trip from Milchus Machos Asurus to Chazav to a few years to Rambam. I don't know. I'm not sure Tzarach yet. I don't know what the answer is. But I'll call upon him. Pesar Oaf seems to be clear that it's the Rabbanan. That seems to be, without any question, that Pesar Oaf is in fact the Rabbanan, at least the Shittas Rambam. Nobody's questioning that. So nobody in the Rambam is questioning that. Nobody in the Rambam is questioning that, but there are other Rishon who are questioning that. So comes Tosfos. If you take a look at the next thing, it becomes Tosef Chul and Kufi Gimel
and
Aleph.
And you have the Rashba says it's
the right thing. No. The Rashba is just talking about how to make gezeiras. The Rashba says we can make gezeira and call whatever we want, but it's not really the right thing. We can fake people out and tell them it's the right thing. Nothing wrong with that, but it's not really the right thing. But comes Tosef in Chul and Kufi Gimel and Aleph. The next thing becomes. And points out that, you know, we've been spending a lot of time on saying that Pesar Oaf is the Rabbanim. We're saying Oaf is the Rabbanim, Oaf is the Rabbanim, either for Rabbi Yosef Lulu's reasons or for Rabbi Akiva's reason. But Kamstosin says there's another sheet that's lurking underneath the surface, in between the lines, and that's everybody else. Says Tosfos, you know, we had Rabbi Akiva give his Rasha, we had Rabbi Yosef Lulu give his Rasha, but guess what? Says Tosfos, everybody else disagrees. Means the majority opinion, perhaps. All the other Chachamim hold that, let's take a look at Tosfos, could be given an Aleph, who had been Besar Oaf for Rabbanan the Osim in the Torah? To Dafka, Rabbi Akiva, the Yomachai, the Obeidim in the Torah. That comes, the Tosfos, and says, according to everybody else, short of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef, guess what? Besar Oaf is in fact with the Raisa. How do you know that? I have not done the D. So he continues. The Nafkla mi the Darsh to come on Esh Asmashim the Veil Asul Abashla Becholov. Remember Rabbi Yosef Lulu's Darsh. Rabbi Yosef Lulu started out by saying that Pesar Oaf really should have been the Araisa because it's Bechlal Nevela. The Torah puts together the Yisra of Nevela, eating man shecht and animals, together with the Yisra of Bas Becholov. It's the same Paskin Pashas for A. So Rabbi Yosef Lulu says, I would have thought whatever is Asmashim Nevela is Asmashim Bas Becholov, Kamash Malan, that it's not Cholov Imo Asmashim Zerasa Kosov. So you see that the Svar Rishona was, the starting point was, that the Yisra of Neveil and the Yisra of Bas Becholov go hand in hand. So comes Tosfos and says, guess what? that starting point is the ending point for everybody else, except for Rabbi Yosef Luli and Rabbi Akiva. So Tosas just made up a third shita in Tanoim, a shita that doesn't appear explicitly, at least in the Mishnah, doesn't appear explicitly in the Braisa, but says Tosas must exist in between the lines. There are three possible shitas in Tanoim. Now, what's the status of Bisar Of? So either Bisar Of is the Rabbanah because of Rabbi Akiva's reason, it's not called Gedi, or Bisar Of is the Rabbanah because of Rabbi Yosef Luli's reason, because it's not called Chol of Aim, it doesn't have Chol of Aim, or, guess what? Third possibility is the Bisar Of is in fact the Araisa, because neither of those two drushes are correct. So we now have in front of us three Well, it's unclear. We don't have a Mishnah that says one way. We don't have a Mishnah that says Fakert. So maybe Rebbe the other way. Maybe possibly. The Gemara in Chul, the 8th Parak, tries to show you a Mishnah that may hold that way. That may hold that as the Araisa. The Gemara is not clear what the Maskana of the Gemara is. So we now have working for us three different Shitas in the Tanoim. What's the story? Is Bisar Of B'cholov the Araisa? Like Moses claims the phantom Rabbana. Or is it the Rabbana for Rabbi Akiva's reason? Is the Rabbana for Rabbi Yosef Luli's reason? The reasons are important because we'll have enough Kavin in terms of Chaya. Is there any other possibility? It's hard to think of something else. Either it's the Araisa, or it's the Rabbana for this reason, the Rabbana for that reason. Is there any other possibility? So the Gemara explains to us, yes, there's a fourth possible Shita, and that's as follows. Another possible monkey wrench into the Sugya. We've been working with the assumption that, well, even if it's not the Araisa, it's still the Rabbana. Yeah, it's not anybody who says that it's mutter, it's mamish mutter, chetchila to cook, to eat, b'sar of, b'cholov. Would anybody ever say such a thing? So the Gemara says, yes, there's actually a Tana who may very well maintain that not only is b'sar of not the Araisa, b'sar of is not even the Rabbonon. Someone realizes the ramifications of that statement. The consequences of that statement, you can have chicken and milk together, l'chetchila. Nothing wrong with it. Not only the Araisa, even the Rabbonon is mutter. Who is that Tana? So comes the Gemara back to the second of the Mamakomos and says, I'll tell you the Tana is. If you go back to the second of the Mamakomos and Chul Kufte Zayim and Aleph, where the Gemara first quoted the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so the Gemara says, what was the Nafkamina? They both say Of is not the Araisa. Who cares what the reason is? So the Gemara says, no, Nafkamina for Chaya. But now the Gemara comes for even more startling Nafkamina. Comes the Gemara and says, Ibai is Ema, the second line and the second of the Mamakomos, Of Igabinayu. Rabbi Akiva Savar Chayv Of Eina Minato Rahamid Rabbanan Asiri. Rabbi Yosef Luli Savar Of Asul Mid Rabbanan Amilo Asir. Comes the Gemara and says, as a possibility, Vidas Rabbi Yosef and Luli, that Of is Mamish Mutter. It's Mutter Lechatchil according to Rabbi Yosef and Luli to have chicken and milk together. Says the Gemara, just in case you thought that we were just hallucinating such a sheet exists, says the Gemara, Tanjami Yoch, we learned that a Brice that actually supports this. The Makomosh Rabbi Eliezer, a curse of eight Pachavah Masos Barzel. This is a throwback to Shabbosh from Rabbi Eliezer was the Tana, you may remember, in the 19th Parak of Shabbos, who says that when you have a bris on Shabbos, not only is the bris mutter, but you're allowed to actually make a knife on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry the knife, you can have the oil drive on Shabbos, whatever is necessary to prepare for the bris is mutter on Shabbos. We happen not to pask in that way. In the town of Rabbi Yosef, they used to follow a Shita. They would chop wood, chop down trees on Shabbos, to make metal, to make coals, to make burn metal, to melt down metal, to make knives on Shabbos. So the Gemara quotes this Tana, and it quotes this story to tell you that, even though Rabbi Eliezer, we don't poskin like him, but in his days, it wasn't poskin against him yet. So in his town, they followed what he did. The Mekomosh Rabbi Yosef Luli, a similar bizarre thing that you find, there was a Tana that was a Das Yochid, but in his town, they followed what he held. The Mekomosh Rabbi Yosef Luli, while you're Ochlin, Besar of the Cholov. He said that they used to actually do it. In the town of Rabbi Yosef Aglili, chicken and milk was not only not the rice, it wasn't even the Rabbanon. So comes the Gemara and says that this was going on for quite a while. Lady Ikla, Lady was already the first generation of Amoraim. Lady Ikla de Yosef Rishba, he visited this place. Aisha Lekame Reisha de Tiyusa Bechalba. So they served him chicken and milk together. So he didn't say it, he didn't correct them. He said, that's okay, no problem. He also, Latameh the Rebbe, when he came to Rebbe, to be the Nasi, this Rebbe, Amalei Amayro Tesham Tiru, why don't you put them in the Chayram? What are they serving you? What are they serving you? Treifas? He said, what kind of story is that? They're serving you chicken and milk together? So Amalei says, no. Asher de Yehuda ben Beseru, the Amina Dorish look of Yosef, look of Yosef, Ol Shein Lecholavein. He said, these people lived in the town of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru must have held Rabbi Yosef Glili, that there's no Isra Bos Lecholav, even the Rabbanon, on chicken and milk together. Atkan de Begumar. Well, so we now have in front of us four different permutations. What's the take on chicken? I have this, my chicken and milk together. I want to know, Rabbi, what's the story of this chicken and milk that's cooked together? What is it? Is this Bos Lecholav, the Rishon? What's the story? Well, because there's one, well...
I mean, because Gemara holds a strong opinion that it's, you know, Yesh Omer, that it's not even us, the Rabbanim, and Rambam's holding it's the Daraisa. It's like...
No, the Rambam doesn't say, Ofer is the Daraisa. Rambam never said, Ofer is the Daraisa. Rambam said, Chaya may be the Daraisa. Oh, for sure, the Rambam is saying it's the Rabbanim. So again, so we have four possible permutations of Halacha. What's the story of Of? So we have the biggest Chumrah, the most extreme position, is the position of the Chachamim that Taisus made up, the Chachamim that we never really found exactly who said it, but the phantom Rabbanon of Taisus and Churin, that they hold that the whole story, the whole first 40 minutes of the Shia was all of Hatala, it's their Isa. Start off with their Isa, it's like a D, it's finished, it's the Asmishim the Veda, it's Masmachom their Isa, it's end discussion. That's the most Chumrah on the spectrum. Then you have, on the total other end of the spectrum, you have Rabbi Yossi Aglili, at least one version of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, supported by this Braisa, and it's actually Mutter, and they actually passed this way. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is down. You live up in the Galil, you go up north, you can, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can eat there, you're in his town, you can eat Basar Of, even the Chachila. So we have the two extremes. Either it's what Tosfos claimed, according to the Chum, is the Araisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili's town is holding his Mutter the Chachila. Then you have more conventional wisdom, the middle position, that no, Of is not the Araisa. The Rav said that we both posted the same Araisa, not the Araisa, but it's still also Midrabanan. Does that mean Chai is the same or not? That depends on what the Drasha is. So we have really four possibilities. Either Besar Of is the Araisa, or Besar Of is Mutla Chetchila, or Besar Of is not the Araisa for reason number one, because it's not a Gedi, or Besar Of is not the Araisa for reason number two, because it doesn't have Cholot. Hey, that's Kabinah Lagabi Chaya. So how do we pass it? Halach Lamaisa in this whole discussion. So we'll have to see that next week. We have to see how do we does this play out Lamaisa. Is it the Raisa? Is it the Rabbanim? Is it Mutter? We probably know already that it's not Mutter. That should be figured out already. But is it Raisa? Rabbanim? Hopefully we still have our work cut out for us. Okay.